We're going to be in Acts chapter 17 this morning. Acts chapter 17, and we are planning to look at the first 17 verses. What we see would be Paul's second missionary journey. We're in the middle of that. His first missionary journey with Barnabas is recorded in 13:1 through 14:28, and it's followed by the council at Jerusalem in 15:1 through 35. Paul's second missionary journey, this time it's with Silas, occurs in 15:36 through 18:22. So you see, we're right in the middle of this. We see in verses, in this section, particularly in chapter 17, after leaving Philippi, Paul, Silas, and Timothy went through Amphipolis and Apollonia to Thessalonica, and eventually fled to Berea, from which Paul fled to Athens, leaving Silas and Timothy behind in Berea. While waiting for Silas and Timothy to join him in Athens, Paul was taken to Areopagus, where he proclaimed the gospel to the philosophers who were present. In verses 1 through 9, we see Paul moving through Amphipolis and Apollonia onto Thessalonica. Paul, Silas, and Timothy arrived in Thessalonica, where Paul attended the Jewish synagogue and reasoned with those present for 3 consecutive Sabbath days. He taught that it was necessary for the Messiah to die and to rise again from the dead, and that Jesus is the Messiah. Some, including a good number of proselytes and quite a few women, believed the gospel and joined Paul and Silas. By contrast, within the will of God, the unsaved Jews reacted with hostility toward Paul and Silas and dragged Jason and other believers unto the rulers of Thessalonica, charging Paul, Silas, Timothy, Jason, and the other believers with claiming that Jesus was another king in addition to Caesar. They upset the rulers of Thessalonica with their charges and resulted in Jason and the other believers having to post bonds, which they would forfeit if Paul and Silas were permitted to remain in Thessalonica. Going now through verse 1 and looking at these 9 verses in detail, we see that Paul, Silas, and Timothy arrived in Thessalonica. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Now is transitioning to the next thought in the narrative. It's the same word often translated and, but, or then. When they had passed through is used in conjunction with came. It has been translated as indicating time. Its action occurred before the action of came, and it's understood in the sense of after they passed through. It might instead have indicated a fact in addition to came, in the sense of they passed, they traveled, or they went through Amphipolis and Apollonia. Whereas we and us were used in chapter 16, indicating that Luke, the writer of Acts, was part of the group. They is used beginning in chapter 17, indicating that Luke was no longer present with Paul. Amphipolis was the capital of southeast Macedonia. It was a military post on the Egnatian Way. He also went through Apollonia, another Macedonian city on the Egnatian Way. Inasmuch as there is no record that Paul stopped in Amphipolis or Apollonia, one wonders why he did not stop in these cities. It's not clear. But it may have been because there was no Jewish synagogue in either of these towns. Yet there was apparently no Jewish synagogue in Philippi either. In any case, he was following the Holy Spirit's leading. They, meaning Paul, Silas, and Timothy, came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. That is where the synagogue of the Jews was. Now you'll remember that a Jewish synagogue was a gathering place and a place of worship where Jews would gather. Remember that in order to have a synagogue, they had to have at least 10 Jewish men there. The word "the" appears before synagogue in the Greek text as if to hint that no Jewish synagogue was located in Amphipolis or Apollonia. It was Paul's habit to go to a town and visit the Jewish synagogue, where he would seek to convince the Jews and proselytes that Jesus was their Messiah and that he had died on the cross in order to save them from their sins. According to verse 2, Paul attended the Jewish synagogue and for 3 consecutive Sabbath days, those would be Saturdays, he reasoned with those who attended it. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Those, of course, would be the Old Testament scriptures. How do I know it was the Old Testament scriptures? Well, that's fairly simple. It's because the New Testament scriptures had not yet been written. So this was the only group of scriptures. And transitions to the next thought in the narrative. It's the same word translated "now" in verse 1. It's understood in the sense of "then." Paul, as his manner was, is according to or in accordance with Paul's custom. He went into them, in unto them, where "them" refers to the Jews and proselytes in the synagogue in Thessalonica. It suggests that he entered the synagogue with or among them and went in to them. Now, proselytes, you will remember, are Gentiles who had adopted the Jewish religion because they wanted the monotheism, that there was one God instead of polygamy, polytheism. Many gods. Let me just say that. It's not my eyes that are the problem. It's my mind that didn't get that word out quite right. And so anyway, I did say last week that I was not going to go and have a consultation regarding the beginning of cataracts, but I changed my mind when I couldn't read the music, okay? I'm going to have a consultation soon, and perhaps I'll end up having to have a little surgery on my eyes. Never had that before, so some of you have been through that, and you know all about it. You can tell me about it and what to expect. Anyway, Paul, as his manner was, is according to or in accordance with Paul's custom. He went in unto them, where "them" refers to the Jews and proselytes in the synagogue in Thessalonica. It suggests that he entered the synagogue with or among them, or went in to them. And 3 Sabbath days is, and on 3 Sabbaths, he reasoned with them, where "them" refers to the Jews and proselytes who had assembled in the synagogue. It is, he was reasoning, he was conversing, he was discussing, or he was arguing with them. Out of the scriptures indicates the source of what he was saying. It's from the scriptures, meaning from the Old Testament scriptures. The New Testament was not yet available. three Sabbath days does not define the length of Paul's stay in Thessalonica. It refers instead to the occasions on which he reasoned with the Jews in the synagogue before turning to the Gentiles. He may also have reasoned with Jews on other days in between the three Sabbaths, but this is not stated. His ministering to the Gentiles was much longer than three Sabbath days, but how long he continued in Thessalonica after these three Sabbath days is not stated. According to verse 3, Paul taught that it was necessary for the Messiah to die and rise again from the dead. He also taught that Jesus is the Messiah. Verse 3 says, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. Opening and alleging are both used in conjunction with reasoned in verse 2, indicating the manner in which Paul reasoned with the Jews from the scriptures. The tense of both terms indicates that their actions were ongoing and occurring at the same time as the action of reasoned. Opening is explaining, and alleging is demonstrating or pointing out. What Paul was explaining and pointing out to these Jews is that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. That Christ must needs have suffered is that it was necessary that the Christ or the Messiah suffer, meaning suffer death, be put to death or die, or that Christ, that is the Messiah, had to suffer death, had to be put to death, or had to die. And introduces a second thing the Christ or the Messiah had to do. He must have risen again from the dead. It means that the Christ or the Messiah had to come back to life from the dead or to rise again. From the dead is out from among dead ones, which means that he was where dead persons were, which indicates that he was really dead. He did not merely pass out or swoon. A second thing Paul was opening and alleging to these Jews in Thessalonica is that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. This Jesus is Christ, this Jesus is the Christ or the Messiah, whom I preach unto you, or I as Paul and you as plural, and refers to the Jews and proselytes in the synagogue at Thessalonica, is whom I am proclaiming to you. Its tense indicates that Paul was proclaiming that Jesus is the Messiah who must die and who must rise again from the dead. As expected, some in Thessalonica believed the gospel and joined Paul and Silas. A good number of these were proselytes, as well as quite a few women. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas. And of the devout Greeks, a great multitude. And of the chief women, not a few. Some of them believed, and some of them, meaning some of the Jews in the synagogue in Thessalonica, were persuaded. That is, they were won over as a result of Paul's persuasion. They believed the gospel message Paul was proclaiming to them and consorted with Paul and Silas, and they joined Paul and Silas. And of the Greek and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude is, and of the God-fearing Greeks, a great or a large multitude of people also believed the gospel message Paul was proclaiming and joined with Paul and Silas. They were Gentile proselytes to Judaism. And of the chief women, not a few is, and of the prominent women, not a few. Not a few suggests that a large number of these women likewise believed the gospel message Paul was proclaiming and joined Paul and Silas. Well, you know, when the Jews see their synagogue and having many of them getting saved, it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out that some of them wouldn't like this. As expected, within the will of God, the unsaved Jews reacted with hostility toward Paul and Silas. Remember, this was within the will of God. God could have prevented this had he chosen to do so, but he allowed it. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto themselves certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar and assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. Sounds like they're having a riot, doesn't it? Wherever Paul went, he had a riot. But introduces a statement in mild contrast to the fact that some believed and joined Paul and Silas from verse 4. The Jews which believed not is the Jews who were not persuaded, or the disobedient Jews. The sin of unbelief is the greatest disobedience an individual can have. Moved with envy means filled with jealousy or envy. It's used in conjunction with set on an uproar, indicating cause or effect in addition to set on an uproar. If showing cause, it is understood in the sense of because, meaning sins, inasmuch as, or in view of the fact that they were filled with jealousy or envy. But if showing a fact in addition to set on an uproar, it's understood in the sense of they were filled with jealousy or envy. I mean, it doesn't make any difference which way you understand that. Both of them indicate they were jealous. Took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it? It's used in conjunction with set on an uproar. Its action occurred before the action of set on an uproar, and it's been translated as indicating a fact in addition to set on an uproar. Took unto them is took, or brought along with themselves. Certain lewd fellows is some wicked men. Men, which has been translated fellows, is the term used for adult males rather than the generic term which might include females as well as males. Of the baser sort is of the crowd in the marketplace or of the rabble. And gathered a company is used in conjunction with set on an uproar. Its action occurred before the action of set on an uproar. And it's been translated as indicating a fact in addition to set on an uproar. As such it means, and they formed a mob. It might instead be used to indicate time in the sense of after they formed a mob and set all the city on an uproar is and set the city in an uproar or started a riot in the city where the city is Thessalonica. And assaulted the house of Jason. Now, were they beating on that house, or are they talking about the household, meaning the family? Probably the household or the family. It's used in conjunction with sought. Its action occurred at the same time as the action of sought. And it's been translated as indicating a fact in addition to sought. and sought to bring them out to the people. They were seeking to bring them, meaning Paul and Silas, out unto the popular assembly, or to the people, meaning to the mob. The tense of sought indicates ongoing action occurring in the past. According to verse 6, the unbelieving Jews dragged Jason and other believers unto the rulers of Thessalonica. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying that these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Apparently their reputation preceded them. And when they found them not, where they refers to the Jews who did not believe, and to the men of the baser sort who had joined them, and where them refers to Paul and Silas is used in conjunction with Drew. Its tense indicates that its action occurred before the action of Drew, and it's been translated as indicating time. It may instead indicate cause and be understood in the sense of because they did not find them. Nothing is said about Timothy. They drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, where they refers to the disbelieving Jews and to the mob they were leading. It's they were dragging Jason and some brothers to the city officials. My brethren, Luke means that they were saved men. Crying is used in conjunction with Drew, indicating time or a fact in addition to Drew. Its action was ongoing and occurring at the same time as the action of Drew. If showing time, it's understood in the sense of while, or while they were crying, while shouting, or while they were crying out. If showing a fact in addition to Drew, it's understood in the sense of they were crying, they were shouting, or they were crying out. And what they were shouting was, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. It's apparent that Paul and Silas' reputation had preceded them. That have turned the world upside down is the ones who disturbed, who troubled, or who upset the inhabited world or the world's inhabitants. It means that they preached the gospel wherever they went, and that upset some people. It happens. These are come hither also, as these have come here too, or these have come here also. According to verse 7, the unbelieving Jews charged Jason and the other believers with claiming that Jesus was another king in addition to Caesar. Well, he was. Let's just be honest. They very well said those things. He was a king, and he was not only in addition to Caesar, he was superior to Caesar, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus, whom is plural, and refers to Paul and Silas. You notice they didn't find Paul and Silas, did they? Now, why did they not find Paul and Silas? Because God protected them. We don't know why they couldn't find them. They were probably hiding in plain sight. Not really. They were probably hiding someplace, being protected by the Lord. Is he able to protect us against all kinds of things? Absolutely. Whom Jason hath received is whom Jason has welcomed, or whom Jason has entertained as guests. And these all, certainly includes Paul and Silas, do is our doing or our acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, is against the imperial declarations of Caesar. These decrees would have been issued by Caesar. Saying suggests asserting, and what they were supposedly saying is that there is another king, which suggests that another is king besides Caesar. This other king is then named as Jesus, as indicating by the italics, one has been supplied by the translators. According to verse 8, the unbelieving Jews upset the rulers of Thessalonica with their charges against Jason and the other believers. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. Not everybody in Thessalonica was part of this riot. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city, where they refers to the Jews and the mob who had dragged Jason and others unto the magistrates. It is, and they stirred up, they unsettled, or they threw into confusion the people or the crowd and the rulers of the city, meaning the magistrates or the city officials, when they heard these things, where they refers to the people or the crowd and the city officials, and where these things refer to the accusations made against Paul and Silas and others, including Jason. It's used in conjunction with trouble, and it's been translated as indicating time. The tense of heard indicates ongoing action occurring at the same time as the action of troubled. In verse 9, Jason and the other believers were required to post bonds, which they would forfeit if Paul and Silas were permitted to remain in Thessalonica. We don't know for sure, but this may be what Paul was referring to in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, when he said, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." We're not sure how Satan hindered Paul's desire to return to Thessalonica, but he did, once and again, meaning more than once. "And when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go." When they had taken security of Jason and the other is used in conjunction with let go, and it's been translated as indicating time. Its action occurred before the action of let go. So it will be understood in the sense of after they had taken security of Jason, they let them go. Other is plural, and is understood in the sense of after they had taken security of Jason and of the rest. There's at least two more than Jason, because other is plural. Security is bond or pledge or bail. They let them go as they released or dismissed them, meaning they released Jason and the others. Well, as we move into verses 10 through 13, we see that they go on to Berea. The believers in Thessalonica sent Paul and Silas to Berea, where they visited the Jewish synagogue. Once again, that's just exactly what they would do every place they went. Within the will of God, the Jews in Berea received the message of Paul and Silas and checked out its accuracy by comparing it with the Old Testament scriptures. As a result, many were saved in Berea. However, word eventually filtered to Thessalonica that Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel in Berea. So some of the Jews from Thessalonica came to Berea and caused trouble against Paul and Silas. According to verse 10, the believers in Thessalonica sent Paul and Silas to Berea, where they visited the Jewish synagogue. Back then, you know, they didn't have cell phones and they didn't have internet, so word would take a while to get to Berea from Thessalonica. Today, word gets there instantly before you could get there. "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews." And the brethren is simply, and the brothers, and it's referring to the believers in Thessalonica. immediately is at once. Sent away Paul and Silas unto Berea is sent Paul and Silas out unto Berea, and suggests sent Paul and Silas out of Thessalonica unto Berea. It was a distance of about 46 miles from Thessalonica to Berea. By night suggests through the night. It was dark and therefore safer. They left Thessalonica under cover of darkness. Timothy apparently went with them to Berea. Who is such ones who, and refers to Paul and Silas. Coming is used in conjunction with went, indicating time or a fact in addition to went. Its action occurred before the action of went. If showing time, it's understood in the sense of after they came or after they arrived. If showing a fact in addition to went, it's understood in the sense of they came or they arrived. As indicated by the italics, thither has been supplied by the translators. It means there or to that place and refers to Berea. The tense of went implies continuing or repeated action in past time, and it's understood in the sense of we're going. Into the synagogue of the Jews indicates where they were going on a regular basis. Although persecuted by the Jews in previous cities, they did not deviate from their standard practice of presenting to the gospel to the Jews first and later to the Gentiles. Within the will of God, the Jews in Berea received the message of Paul and Silas and checked out the accuracy of what they were saying by comparing it with the Old Testament scriptures. Let me assure you that this was a good practice. And when you have a speaker in this church, you need to always check out the accuracy of what is being said. Sometimes people make mistakes. They slip a little bit. Maybe they insert or fail to insert the word not, and it'll give a totally different impression of what they intend. Okay, those things happen with every speaker. Of course, that's of all other speakers, not me. And I wish that were true, but I know that I have said some things and left out a word or inserted a word that didn't belong, and it conveyed a false impression. But when the teaching is unscriptural and is repeatedly unscriptural, the people of the church need to put a stop to it. That's a biblical principle. We want God's word taught accurately in our church. We don't care who the speaker is, but when he speaks, we want what he says to be biblically accurate. Within the will of God, the Jews in Berea received the message of Paul and Silas and checked out the accuracy of what they were saying by comparing it with the Old Testament scriptures. Verse 11 says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, this verse has sometimes been taken out of its context and made to say something other than what it's saying. These people who are searching the scriptures daily were unsaved Jews. Okay? And they were searching the Old Testament to see if what Paul and Silas were saying happened to be in agreement with the Old Testament scriptures. These refers to Jewish people and any proselytes in the synagogue in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, suggests were more open-minded than the ones in Thessalonica, in that they, is who, to be sure, or insofar as they, it emphasizes a characteristic quality of these Jews in Berea. Received the word suggests were receptive of or were open to, approved of or accepted. And what they received was the word, a reference to the gospel message Paul and Silas were proclaiming. With all readiness of mind indicates how they received the word. It was with all willingness or goodwill and indicates that it was received without prejudice. Now, any man that teaches or preaches the Bible wants his audience to have their minds engaged and with all readiness of mind and all willingness to receive a message which is presented biblically accurately. And searched is used in conjunction with received and means examined. Its action occurred at the same time as the action of received, and it's been translated as indicating a fact in addition to received. It might instead be understood as showing time in the sense of while or while they were searching or while examining. And what they were searching or examining is the scriptures. Again, it means the Old Testament scriptures. Daily indicates how they were searching or examining the scriptures. And it's understood in the sense of day by day or day after day. They were very careful to evaluate the message Paul was proclaiming in the light of the authority they had, meaning in the light of the Old Testament scriptures. Whether those things were so suggests if these things could possibly be like this. The mood of were in the Greek text implies that this was possible but doubtful. But they listened and checked things Paul and Silas said by consulting the Old Testament scriptures. As a result of their comparing what Paul and Silas were saying with the Old Testament scriptures, many were saved in Berea. Now, how many is many? We don't know, but it suggests that it was a bunch of them. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. Therefore, introduces an inference. It's understood in the sense of consequently, accordingly, then, or so. A word appears in the Greek text which was not translated into the English text. It's understood in the sense of on the one hand in contrast to the statement introduced by but in verse 13, which is then understood in the sense of but on the other hand. Many of them believed. Where them refers to those who heard the message Paul and Silas proclaimed in the Jewish synagogue in Berea. It means that they trusted the message Paul and Silas were proclaiming and accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Many suggests a large number, but is not definitive. Also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few, believed. Also suggests, in addition to the many Jews who believed, of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men is of the Greek women, the prominent, the high-standing, the noble, or the well-to-do women, as well as men. Not a few indicates that there were many. Believed must be supplied here in the mind of the reader so that it's understood in the sense of not a few believed or many believed. According to verse 13, word eventually filtered to Thessalonica. How long it took to get there, we don't know. That Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel in Berea. So, within the will of God, God allowed this. Some of the Jews from Thessalonica came to Berea and caused trouble against Paul and Silas. You'd think it'd give them a complex, wouldn't you? Well, it didn't. It's just the way it works. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. But introduces a statement in mild contrast to verse 12. The successes of the gospel message in verse 12 were being met by the opposition stirred up by Satan, using the unsaved Jews from Thessalonica. When the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge is when the Jews from Thessalonica knew, meaning found out, learned, or realized what these Thessalonian Jews learned was that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, meaning that the word or message of God was announced also in Berea by Paul. They came thither also as they came there, meaning they came to Berea, and stirred up the people is used in conjunction with came. It's been translated as indicating a fact in addition to came. The tense of stirred up indicates that its action was ongoing and occurring at the same time as the action of came. And it's understood in the sense of and were stirring up, and were disturbing, or and were inciting the people, meaning the crowds. Well, as you can guess, it was time for Paul and Silas to get out of Berea. As a result of the trouble caused by the Jews from Thessalonica, while Silas and Timothy remained in Berea, the believers in Berea, within the will of God, sent Paul away, pretending that he was going by sea. However, rather than going by sea, the believers from Berea escorted Paul safely to Athens, from which he sent back word with them that Silas and Timothy should join him in Athens as soon as possible. While Paul awaited their arrival, he was bothered by all the idolatry he observed in Athens. Rather than wasting his time sitting around doing nothing, he went to the Jewish synagogue on Saturday and sought to persuade the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles that Jesus was the Messiah. He also went to the market on a daily basis and reasoned with any who would be there. Now, that's not like your supermarket. The market would be the place where all the business was conducted. In this message, we'll only go through verse 17. And Lord willing, we'll look next week at verses 18 through 34. According to verse 14, as a result of the trouble caused by Jews from Thessalonica, the believers in Berea sent Paul away as if he were going by sea. Meanwhile, Silas and Timothy remained in Berea. And then, immediately, the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea, but Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And is transitioning from the thought of verse 13, then suggests at that time, the brethren, that's the brothers, the saved men from the newly established church in Berea, sent Paul away, indicates that for his own safety, Paul was sent out of Berea. To go, as it were, to the sea is to proceed or to travel toward the sea. The sea would be the Aegean Sea, that's the sea between Greece and Turkey. Paul did not really go to the sea, however, but instead went by land to Athens. But introduces a statement in mild contrast to the brethren sent Paul away to go, as it were, to the sea. For Paul's safety, the impression was conveyed that he was being sent to travel toward the sea when he was actually going to go by land. Silas and Timotheus abode there still, as Silas and Timothy were staying behind or were remaining there, meaning in that place, meaning in Berea. Rather than going by sea, the believers from Berea accompanied Paul safely to Athens. Paul sent word with them for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible in Athens. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. And it transitions from the thought of verse 14 in the sense of then or now. They that conducted Paul is the ones who were conducting, the ones who were bringing, or the ones who were taking Paul. The tense of conducted implies ongoing action occurring at the same time as the action of brought. A number of believers brought him unto Athens. The number of those conducting Paul is not stated, but the fact that it is plural indicates that it was at least two, and probably a good number more than two. Aren't you glad you don't have quite as an exciting a life as Paul had? He had a lot of excitement, fleeing at night, having a mob after him. Must have been an exciting time in his ministry, I'm sure. I'm sure he was pleased to not have it happen all of a sudden. The tense of brought him sums up its action as a whole as occurring in past time in the sense of led him. They led Paul unto Athens. Indicates where the Berean believers led Paul. Now Athens was large enough and far enough away from Berea that Paul would be safe. After receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus is used in conjunction with departed, indicating time, or a fact in addition to departed. Its action occurred before the action of departed. If showing time, it's understood in the sense of after they received a commandment for Silas and Timotheus. If showing a fact in addition to departed, it's understood in the sense of they received a commandment for Silas and Timotheus. The commandment they received for Silas and Timothy was for to come to him with all speed, meaning that they, that Silas and Timothy, should come to him as quickly as possible. They departed. As they, meaning the men who had escorted Paul to Athens, began leaving or going away. While Paul awaited Silas and Timothy, he was bothered by all the idolatry he observed in Athens. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Now transitions from verse 15 in the sense of then. While Paul waited for them at Athens, where them refers to Silas and Timotheus, is used in conjunction with was stirred. Its tense indicates continuing action at the same time as the action of was stirred. It has been translated as indicating time. It's understood in the sense of while Paul was waiting for them in Athens. Eventually, Timothy did come to Athens and was subsequently sent to Thessalonica, but it is not clear if Silas came to Athens with Timothy. If he did, he was subsequently sent elsewhere, maybe to Philippi, which was located in Macedonia. 1 Thessalonians 3, and I have 1 here, but it should be 1 and 2, and I did include 2 in my notes, but not in yours. Sorry about that. It didn't occur to me to do that until I read it this morning again, after reading it again and again and again and again throughout the week. I should have had 2 there. And verse 6 state, 1 Thessalonians 3, 1 and 2 say, wherefore when we could no longer forbear, we, meaning Paul, thought it good to be left at Athens alone and sent Timotheus our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ to establish you, meaning to establish you Thessalonian believers and to comfort you concerning your faith. And then verse 6 says, now when Timotheus came from you, meaning from you Thessalonian believers unto us, meaning unto Paul, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, meaning of the Thessalonian believers' faith and love, and that ye have good remembrance of us, always desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. So Timothy eventually returned to Paul. When Paul left Athens for Corinth, Silas and Timothy were not with him. According to Acts 18:5, they rejoined Paul in Corinth. We read in Acts 18:5, and when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, that's northern Greece, cities like Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea were there, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. Anyway, back to chapter 17, verse 16, his spirit was stirred in him, where his and him refer to Paul as his spirit was aroused or provoked within him. When he saw suggests when, where he is Paul is used in conjunction with was stirred. Its tense indicates that his action was ongoing and occurring at the same time as the action of was stirred. It's been translated as indicating time. Might instead have been translated as indicating cause, in the sense of because he saw or because he observed. And what Paul saw or observed was the city wholly given to idolatry. The city of is Athens, wholly given to idolatry, is being, or that the city was full of cult images or idols. While waiting for Silas and Timothy to join him, Paul did not waste his time sitting around doing nothing. Instead, he went to the Jewish synagogue on Saturday and sought to persuade the Jews and God-fearing Gentiles that Jesus was the Messiah. He also went to the market on a daily basis and reasoned with any who would be there. Verse 17 says, therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. Therefore is introducing an inference from his observation of the city's idols in verse 16. And it's understood in the sense of consequently, accordingly, so or then. Disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons. Of course, he is Paul. It's he was conversing with, or he was discussing in the synagogue with the Jews and with the God-fearing ones, meaning the God-fearers or the worshipers of God. These devout persons were God-fearing Gentiles. They were former polytheists who accepted the ethical monotheism of Israel and attended the synagogue, but who did not obligate themselves to keep the whole Mosaic law. In particular, the males did not submit to circumcision. And, which is used in the sense of also introduces an additional group, the polytheistic Gentiles with whom Paul disputed, conversed, or discussed. These discussions took place in the market, meaning in the marketplace, which was the center of public life. These discussions were conducted daily with them that met with him. Daily is on every day, or during every day with them that met with him, is with those who happened to be there or who were there. Wherever Paul and Silas went, they proclaimed the gospel to the Jews and also to the Gentiles. When, in the will of God, it was time for them to move to another area, God allowed trouble to arise against them, which forced them to leave that area for a different area. But they didn't quit. They didn't pack their things and go home to mama. Okay? They were godly men doing what God had sent them to do. And that's as far as we're going to go today. I trust it's been helpful to you to see how God directed them in their ministry. Let's pray together. Our Father, thank you that we have the privilege of studying this portion of thy word. We know that you've included this section in it for our benefit, and we pray that you'll help us to realize that benefit and to live faithfully for you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.